KJAN Sports.
Boys basketball scores from Friday night. Trainer defeated Atlantic 64-61. Game heard on KJAN. Also in boys basketball last night, Cam lost to Adair Casey 59-27. Bedford over Stanton 68-57. Bondurant Farrar defeating ADM 79-66. Carroll beating Winterset 85-48. Guthrie Center losing to Coon Rapids Bayard 56-31. Also Creston boys beating Clarinda 73-45. Denison Schleswig over Glenwood 61-54. I-35 losing to Earlham 61-46. East Union of Afton beating Orient Maxburg 52-39. Harlan over Lewis Central, 64-51. Kemper Catholic defeated Nottoway Valley, 83-75. Logan Magnolia over Woodbine, 58-47. Also Murray in double overtime over Martinsdale-St. Mary, 73-69. Also in overtime last night, Lennox lost to Red Oak, 68-66. Sergeant Bluff Luton over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, 72-29. Also in boys action last night, Riverside losing to Shenandoah, 65-38. Girls basketball action had Glenwood defeating Denison Schleswig 59-45, Lewis Central losing to Harlan Girls 59-26, and Winterset over Carroll 67-32. In girls basketball coming up tonight, it'll be girls class 3A regional tournament basketball action with Atlantic playing at Kemper tonight. Tip-off at 7 o'clock and pregame just prior to the tip-off just before 7 o'clock this evening. 14th-ranked Iowa State Cyclones are home today in a Big 12 conference action to take on West Virginia. Cyclones are 7-4 in the Big 12 after Monday's loss at Oklahoma, which was their fourth straight road loss in conference play.
We can't give them, four straight, give them 8-10 points in a row, because that's what really gets them going. Just have to play sound. You have to play smart. You have to keep your spacing on the break, and you have to try to attack and get easy ones on the backside of it.
That's Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg says that the key will be to avoid bad stretches against the Mountaineers.
Our guys are in good spirits, and, we just got to find a way these last seven regular season games to really click and play our best basketball.
West Virginia is currently ranked 21st and also is at 7-4 in the Big 12 Conference. With each victory and step up in the national rankings, the UNI Panthers are getting more national attention as the Panthers are preparing for Sunday's visit to Missouri State.
I think it's terrific for our program and great for our guys. I really like what they're doing and how they're doing it. And the thing that I would say about them is they've just done a terrific job of taking it in stride and not making too big a deal out of it. I mean, it's awesome. But their job is to get themselves ready to play each game, and they're doing that very well.
That's UNI coach Ben Jacobson, who says the Panthers are focused on continued improvement.
I keep talking to the guys about continuing to build and continuing to find some ways to get better, stay in a great routine, during the day, and get in and do their work with film and get in and get shots, and seeing if we can get a little better defensively, seeing if we can rebound better. So I don't know. I'm just asking the guys to continue to build, to really keep building.
Panthers are 23-2 overall and 12-1 in the Missouri Valley Conference race. Looking at scores from the National Hockey League from last night in overtime, Columbus skated past Philadelphia 4-3. Florida getting shut out by Dallas 2-0. Chicago over New Jersey 3-1. Arizona losing to San Jose in hockey action 4-2. And Vancouver over Boston 5-2. Top 25 college basketball, number 7 Arizona defeated Washington 86-62. Top 25 women's college basketball scores, number 8 Oregon State beating number 12 Arizona State 70-64. Number 16 Princeton over Brown 86-58, and number 19 Stanford beating Southern Cal last night 79-60. Cincinnati Reds closer Aroldis Chapman has agreed to a one-year $8.05 million contract just before the scheduled start of his salary arbitration hearing. Right-hander was 0-3 with a 2.00 ERA with 36 saves and 38 chances last season. His fifth season with the Reds, he struck out 106 in 54 innings and led the majors with an average of 17.67 strikeouts per 9 innings pitched. Kansas City Royals and closer Greg Holland have agreed to a one-year $8.25 million package before their arbitration hearing. 29-year-old right-hander was 1-3 with 46 saves and a 1.44 ERA for the AL champions last season, striking out 90 and walking 20 in 62 and a third innings pitched, as he has 7 more saves and 0.82 ERA in the postseason. That's a check of KJAN Sports. I'm Mark Saylor.